Radio Ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. We are in a series we've entitled The Power of the Decree. And we're going to continue to study that. But I believe I need to share a dream that I had last night. And over the past year, since this pandemic, I've had a series of perhaps four, maybe five significant dreams. And I really believe it's important that an alarm be sounded. I prophesied at the beginning of this year that this would be a year of awakening, that many would be rudely awakened, that have been misguided, misled, but they love God, and they will be awakened, and that there will be much exposing of the darkness that we are in battle with. Last night I had a dream. It was I'll just read it to you, because I woke up feeling like I had wrestled with a bear. But I'll just read what I wrote this morning, early this morning when I woke up. Woke from a dream feeling as though I had wrestled all night against some massive, overpowering beast. In the night dream, I was witnessing a massive takeover of humanity. The takeover wasn't one nation invading another. The invaders were not part of humanity, but rather part machine-like. The vessels these entities occupied were massive and otherworldly. People were freely surrendering themselves to these beings, but in the process were being changed into something not fully human. So many were ignorant of what it was that they were yielding to and gave absolutely no resistance. They were led away as sheep for a slaughter. The takeover intensified as people began to awaken to the reality that something was insanely wrong. These entities became much more aggressive in their agenda of taking over. Mankind was falling rapidly. It seemed too late for any manner of rescue or salvation for the human race. This enemy was too overwhelming. But then, suddenly, there appeared a remnant of people that were able to not only resist these invaders, but to be successful in pushing them back. It was only a small remnant. Whatever authority this remnant carried was being exercised against the massive enemy of iron and clay, and it was effective. Then I woke. I think we can all bear witness to some degree with that dream. I woke up and was like, man, something had me. You know, like we had been really wrestling and fighting. But I want to read an article. And I really want to just take maybe not the whole service, but just this time to send out a warning. And this is an article that I read from a very reputable newspaper. Some of you understand or know about the Epoch Times. A very impartial. It's not partial at all or prejudiced. They just report truth. And the article is, an article that says, the biggest COVID-19 vaccine skeptics. And it says they are frontline healthcare workers. I'm going to read it all to you. What do frontline healthcare workers and first responders know about COVID-19 vaccines that politicians and their public health advisors don't? According to a January analysis by Gallup, 51% of healthcare workers and first responders polled in December were unconvinced of the merits of getting vaccinated, even if the vaccine was free, available, FDA approved, and 90% effective. Gallup found these results especially concerning since those at highest risk of exposure to COVID-19, the professionals required to meet America's health, safety, and critical economic needs, whom the National Academies of Engineering, Science, and Medicine define as the tier 1A workers, were the likeliest to refuse vaccination, 34% of them. The frontline workers proved to be as defiant as Gallup's survey of their intentions anticipated. In California, over half of Tehama County's hospital workers at St. Elizabeth Community Hospital, an estimated 50% of frontline workers in Riverside County and 20% to 40% in LA County refused the vaccine, according to a report in the Los Angeles Times. In Georgia, according to an estimate in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, only 30% of healthcare workers have been inoculated. In Ohio, Governor Mike DeWine reported that 60% of nursing home workers refused the vaccine. In Texas, the Texas Tribune reported in February that home health and assisted living agencies may not be able to service their clients because so many caregivers are refusing to be vaccinated. A CDC survey of skilled nursing facilities published in early February found that fewer than 40% of staff took at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine. Outside the United States, frontline workers are likewise skeptical. On March 2nd, Reuters reported that at most half of the nursing staff in Switzerland's medical sector, only 30% of staff at Germany's Benevit group care home operator, and about half of the health workers in French care homes were willing to be vaccinated. PBS on the same day reported that since India started administering the second vaccine dose 2 weeks ago, half of the frontline workers and nearly 40% of healthcare workers have not shown up. In Canada, CTV provided an anecdotal report that many long-term care workers in Montreal are flat out refusing to be inoculated. For healthcare workers around the world, their dilemma is who to believe. Their government employers and the pharmaceutical companies who insist the vaccine's benefits far outweigh the risks, or their own eyes. Many frontline workers see firsthand those who fall sick or die after receiving a COVID-19 vaccine. And in the absence of independent analysis, judge for themselves whether the vaccine is implicated. They noted 23 nursing home deaths in Norway and hundreds of hospitalizations in Israel following vaccination. Frontline workers also suffer from vaccinations themselves. As Reuters reported in February in an article entitled AstraZeneca Vaccine Faces Resistance in Europe After Healthcare Workers Suffer Side Effects, the adverse effects hitting healthcare workers have unexpectedly left large numbers unable to work, forcing hospitals to scramble to maintain services. In France, the safety agency advised hospitals to stagger the inoculation of team members to avoid disabling team functions. In Sweden, two of the country's 21 healthcare regions paused vaccinating their staff after 25% of the vaccinated suffered fever or flu-like symptoms. In Austria, inoculations with a batch of vaccines were suspended after one vaccinated nurse died and another required hospitalization. The Wall Street Journal reports that to avoid getting vaccinated, half of the health professionals scheduled in the German state of Saarland failed to show up for their appointment. In response to the many concerns raised by frontline workers, the vaccine manufacturers, care home operators, and the public health authorities in all these countries offer bland reassurances, such as AstraZeneca's statement that the reactions reported are as we would expect. And the German health ministers claim that I would be vaccinated with it immediately. They also plan a plethora of public education campaigns, Partnership for Medicaid Home-Based Care, an industry advocacy group, launched a Be Wise, Immunize campaign to educate its workforce, and all urge media and social media to be more vigilant in policing negative vaccination news. In offering pointers on how to debunk critics, the Columbia Journalism Review on March 5th told media companies that the first rule of reporting on mis or disinformation is don't talk about the mis or disinformation, and suggested they consider the practice of pre-bunking, that is, actively debunking or anticipating public questions and concerns rather than only reacting once false narratives have been popularized. Although studies show that such assurances and public education campaigns, also known as propaganda, can reduce vaccine hesitancy, Gallup finds their effect is marginal. The limited COVID-19 vaccine acceptance rates among all occupation groups show little movement since November 2020. A Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, analyst agrees and concludes that barriers to staff member vaccination need to be overcome with continued development and implementation of focused communication and outreach strategies. Yet the CDC doesn't explain why continued focused communication and outreach, that is, more of the same, would overcome worker hesitancy when workers don't fully trust the data or those who deliver the data. To overcome that trust barrier and win over the frontline workers, people who have every incentive to protect themselves, the media would need to lift the censorship, industry would need to subject its studies to independent scrutiny, and all would need to engage in reasoned debate rather than trust us assurances. So that's the Epoch Time reporting from around the world, the reaction and responses from frontline care workers, people that are giving these vaccinations, these shots, that won't take them themselves. So it's just, I want to put something out there for you to think about in relation to that dream that I had. This is the article that God showed me right away when I got up, in relation to the fact that there's something trying to, why? Well, I won't get into all this, I'm going to segue over into this message, but why is it that suddenly everyone needs to be vaccinated? They're focusing on even teenagers and little children by 2022. This year is going to be a rude awakening. Now, God is able to protect his own, and I'm not trying to condemn or make anyone feel condemned or anything. I'm just putting out some information. This is from the front line. This is from folk that won't take it, but are mandated to give it. They ain't taking it. So why I'm gonna take something you ain't gonna take? And you know all about what's going on here. You see it every day. Why would I take it? Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Now enrolling Synergy School of Tomorrow, Junior College in St. Lucie County, grades 6 through 12. Synergy is a college preparatory and vocational school that offers students who graduate a high school diploma with the potential of earning an AA degree or vocational certifications in pre-med, technology, culinary, cosmetology, and more. Synergy Magnet is a proud partner of WCNO. Synergy School of Tomorrow accepts all state scholarships. For more information, check out synergymagnet.com or call 772-801-5522. Thank you.